I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
How far are you away from just going to your local, like, youth league game?
I'm going to be honest. If this is the reason I want to bring this up, this is the number one eighth grader in the 2030 class. Please just play the highlights.
This man has 2,000 followers and you found him?
Yep.
Are we in? So we're in, dude. So our podcast space is in a shared office, and we never know what the H-E double fuck is going on here.
Hold on.
I just saw a guy walking to the bathroom, and the bathroom key was on a clipboard. I did a double take, and I looked to make sure that it was connected. It wasn't holding two separate things. And on the back side of it said men. Dude, at that point, like, just still, depends. Just, tampers. Where to piss yourself. You know how embarrassing that is to walk down the hallway? I have to go, number one, please.
No. I'm not doing it.
I have to go pee-pee.
Clipboard? Clipboard?
Clipboard? I'm bored of your clip.
I work for the census? The fuck's even happening? Who has clipboards anymore? Are those... Go ahead.
I thought we left this shit in like middle school.
That's what I'm saying.
Your bathroom key. Put it on like a lanyard. I honestly... Bathrooms should be free for use for anything.
But could you imagine if this bathroom was free for use?
But there should be a bug zapper in there after 10 minutes. If you're doing that for longer for 10 minutes,
great. A slightly more humane idea, maybe. No service in bathrooms.
Wow.
Dog, it
you
would
might be
in
with this.
And out.
Good you're burger in a bathroom chain. And it's motion censored and the light goes out.
Yep.
Like my dad in Africa when he got stuck. God, it's so funny. Did I show you the shirt that I got for him?
I think we heard the idea. I don't think we saw the...
I got the shirt. Oh, it's great. He was fired up on it.
Bro, I can't believe back in the day, dudes would just call women toots. Let's bring all that back.
Oh,
hey,
my God.
Toots, walk over here.
Back when men used to be men. And jeez. That's why Jack's watching the Turning Point USA Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, yeah.
Jack,
has
are you?
To.
Who's headlining? Kid Rock?
Kid Rock. First
dude,
of all,
I look
Kid, he's 63.
Rock?
Just Rock. Just Rock.
But I don't know. I have bad news for you. There's a guy named The Rock out there.
Hold
Zoom
on.
In. I survived the Serena Hotel's bathroom.
Then dude.
If you go to the... It was a fun gift. If you go to the next photo...
That shirt is...
It's him pantomiming. Help!
That's awesome.
Help!
Dude, parents are the best.
Parents are the best. Also, people who come out to the shows are the best. Multiple times, maybe like two or three times, somebody's yelled out because I bring up a joke about my dad. And kids go, help!
God, that's the best, man.
When you're, but I think the key to all this is motion censored lights.
Oh, bathroom.
But
yeah.
Oh, I thought that you sharted yourself. Motion censored bathrooms. After you know, and I just feel like maybe 30 seconds or something.
30 seconds?
Yeah, get in, get out.
But I mean, sometimes I have the shit.
But also, if you're sleeping, like if you're a homeless man, sorry, unhoused, and you want to sleep in a bathroom, that's kind of good.
What's the difference?
Like, thank God.
Can we say this really quickly? And maybe I'm Kid Rock here.
Uh-oh, Turning Point USA.
Maybe. So homeless, unhoused. It's
tomato,
the
tomato.
Same thing. I know this is dumb, but it's literally the first time I like actually thought about it. Homeless, no home. Unhoused, no house. I don't understand why one is... Like, it's just a different way to say the exact same thing, but one is not, like, nicer. It's the same thing.
It will, yeah, you have poked the hole in the thing that everyone's saying.
Okay.
But everyone's just going along with it.
Right.
Unhoused.
Right. Yeah, you have to say it like that. Anyways, I don't mean
that. Was like when I met a guy once and I was like, what do you do for work or something? And I think it must have been a cardboard clip. When else would I ask that question? And he said, I'm between blessings. And that shit, man, I hated it so much that I ended up loving it. I'm between blessings.
I hear you. That is the most positive way to say I have no job, and that's beautiful.
Right. But like, if you're like, oh, I'm not working right now, now you're like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. But when someone's like, I'm between blessings, you're like, that's beautiful, man.
I like that.
Yeah.
So if you don't believe in God and you say bless you, what's happening?
Stolen valor.
Correct.
Bless. You just say you.
Oh.
You.
You.
You up.
You. Dude, whoever the first person to write you up, I mean, what? Like, you couldn't write anything else? You up is insane. First of all, it's 2:15 in the morning.
I'm up watching YouTube shorts. I low key, like, not for any political stance, I do want to watch the Turning Point halftime show just to see how American it gets. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, dude, there's going to be eagles on each one of his shoulders.
Erica Kirk walks out like it's the X Games and she's just talking in Oregon. Like, I'm excited to see what level, like, they're going to go big for it. She's going to come in like Lady Gaga 2016 Super Bowl. Don't fact check me. Remember when Lady Gaga came out from the sky?
Yeah. Awesome.
Like, I just want to see the pyrotechnic budget on it is going to be gnarly. I know Jack's watching it. So when you're watching it, Jack, let us know how it is.
Watching? He's going to be jerking off to it.
And I'm proud to be an American.
He's got to sing that song. Like, what song are you singing? First of all, he's going to come up with two eagles on his shoulder, two fucking AK-47s shooting it in the air, and there's going to be no bullets coming out. It's just going to be fucking pyrotechnics, and it's just going to say 4th of July is my birthday. That's it.
He's going to spell USA with bullets in the sky.
Holy shit,
dude. It's going to be like a South Park episode level. I hope. I mean, the clips about it are going to be all over, but I also think Bad Bunny is going to get, I mean, people are going to be horned up. That every girl is going to be like, no. Y'all go get some more beer. I'm watching this one. Brrr.
Oh, yeah, dude. Bad Bunny is just hot.
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
Can we talk about some of these Grammy fits?
Oh, let's do it.
I mean, it's a little late because it was last week, but you see Chopper Roan?
No, I don't think I did. Can we bring it up? What did I say?
You didn't see this? Chopper Roan, Zach Galifianakis, Garfelstein, and then Heidi Klum.
Those Heidi Klum, ones. I did see.
Yeah. Go ahead and zoom in on Chaperone. About the Chapel Bone.
What is actually happening?
This
here?
Is BDS H&M right there. That is, dude, one person steps on your dress, goodbye areola.
Oh, goodbye, my areola God. I didn't
sounds
think
like
about
a
that.
Great novel. Yeah. So she walked, it was like a transition glasses type of outfit where it strapped up at the top and then you could drop the top later. But right on there. I'm so nervous the whole time. One sneeze and they're coming out.
Goddamn. Ladies and gents, this is Michael Blossom. We're yelling about feet. When? I will tell you guys. February 19th, I'm in Lexington, Kentucky. Tickets are low. Go get them. February 20th, I'll be in Cincinnati, Ohio. February 21st, we added a show in Charleston, West Virginia. March 5th through the 7th, we just added another show. So go get them before you cannot. March 11th, Palm Desert. March 14th, guys, March 14th, I'll be in Vegas. Super excited.
Go Vegas.
Yes. And then March 26th to the 28th, we just added another show. And then, guys, I'm going to say some cities. If you hear them, go get tickets. Spokane, Washington. Seattle, Washington. Eugene, Oregon. Dayton, Ohio. Vancouver. Calgary, Charlotte. Denver, and we're adding more shows very, very soon. Blockcomedy.com. Mr. Wallace.
Hello. I will be yelling about come find out.
Yeah.
This Valentine's Day weekend, Austin, Texas, very low tickets. We're adding a pop-up show February 14th
yes.
on the exact Valentine's Day. We're going to do a crowd work Valentine's Day show.
Fun.
Bring your boo, bring your bae, bring your baby mama or baby daddy. I want
or baby.
To know. Please no.
Okay.
Grand Prairie, Dallas, Texas, the following night. So the tickets for the Crowdwork show, if you're in the Texas area, are going to be on Valentine's Day. It'll be on trevorwallace.com. Then I'm going to read a bunch of cities because we're going on a freaking bus tour after. Dallas, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Kansas City, St. Louis, Memphis, Tennessee, Birmingham, Alabama. That's all in one run. That's all in February. And then March, we're doing Cheyenne, Denver, Colorado Springs, Phoenix, Arizona. Added a third show for the third and final taping of the night, March 13th and 14th. There's two shows that night. First show is sold out. And then we're doing Red Bank, New Jersey, Huntington, New York, Boston. We added a Sunday show, March 22nd. And then Halifax, Canada, a part of the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival. That is August 8th. Trevor Wallace. .com for tickets. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Sometimes I feel like everyone else has it all together in their love lives, when married, dating, or single. The truth is most of us are still figuring it out and finding our way. And no matter where you are in the romantic journey, therapy can help find your way, help determine what you want, what feels heavy, and how you can take some pressure off yourself.
Listen, we get it. Okay, February is full of flowers, candy, stuffed animals, and of course, lots of talk about relationships and dating, okay? And no matter where you are, whether you're married or dating or single or just focused on you, you're right on time, okay? Because therapy can help you find your way and see more clearly where you want to be. Guys, as we always say on this podcast, we're massive proponents of therapy. We both would be lost without the skill set it gives you, okay? You need therapy, and BetterHelp is an incredible place to find therapy. You can take therapy from the comfort of your own home. We hate traffic. We hate other people's couches, okay? The office smells like weird freaking cinnamon. What's even going on, okay? But it's incredible, and it's entirely online, of course, and it has quality therapists. BetterHelp's therapists work accordingly to a strict code of conduct and a full license in the U.S., okay?
And BetterHelp does the initial matchworking for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps identify your needs and your preferences, and our 12-plus years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate means we typically get it right on the first time. If you aren't happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time from our tailored recs.
Yes. So sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/socks. That is betterhelp.com/socks.
Goddamn. I will say,
okay,
I went and got a, I'm really big on a hot pot. We put the meat in it.
Yeah, you love this.
Oh, it's the best.
You love this.
But when you're, this is kind of a dad move. When you're sitting and you hit that first button and you undo your first button at dinner,
yep.
That's just about as close as we get.
Can I ask you this? When you undo, is your stomach expanding to a point where that button is doing something?
I don't think so, but like sometimes you're just sitting, it's just, you don't want to feel that pressure. You don't want to feel like your pants are already tight when you're eating. Does that check out?
Yeah. A lot of my jeans got a little stretch in. You know, got a little stretch in your jeans?
Where?
Just the whole things are stretchy.
Denim.
Yeah. I got 3 or 4 pairs that are denim, but they got some stretchiness to them. I guess the ones I'm wearing, I don't. But it really feels like you're wearing some Under Armour. It's great. I can do fucking yoga in if I want to.
Whoa. Yep. Plug the ad?
Maybe.
Mac Weldon? I don't know.
Speaking of pressure, did you see the man with the World War I explosive lodged in his butt?
What is this?
I'm sorry, what?
I got to show you this. A French man went to the
hospital.
They're
all fucking French, dude.
What is going on? They're just French farming this week. What is this?
So a man had a World War I explosive up his rectum. And the hospital had to evacuate because of the bomb scare.
Did they just leave him in there?
Has he had it for years?
So a French hospital was partially evacuated Saturday after a senior citizen arrived with a World War I artillery shell lodged in his rectum.
I'm glad that senior citizens are still getting freaky. He's like, if I'm already going out, I might as well go out with a bang. Get it? I have an M4 up my ass.
I need to know if this is a fresh bomb or he's had it in his ass since World War I. That's what I need to know.
Bro, he used the original Trojan horse. Send him to a country. Bro. Imagine going through TSA. Holy shit.
Oh!
It's so funny that they like snapped a photo with it. They pulled it out and was like, dude, you gotta get a photo of this.
Oh my God.
I mean, that is massive. I mean, for the people who are listening, it's probably about 8 inches.
Well, it says
inches.
Right there.
Wow.
Oh my God,
it's 8 inches
that.
Long
oh, man,
and 2 inches wide. God, if I had that, I would be unstoppable.
He was 88 years old. What is he doing?
Dude, he's trying to live life.
Do you think he was really trying to like off himself and it just went up?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I think he probably thought it was an enema or whatever the fuck it's called.
An enema?
What is it called?
Enema.
Enema. What did I say? And an enema?
See an enemy. I don't know, but I mean, dude, if I'm 88.
Let him live, dude.
If I'm 88, that's the smallest thing I'm putting in my ass.
Oh, dude. I'm taking, if I was a World War I vet, I'm taking my fake leg off and shove it in my ass.
I wonder how often hospitals have
I kick my own ass
like this.
Oh, so many. Dude, but I'm trying to figure out if this is recent or he's been walking around with an explosive in his ass and he couldn't tell anyone. Could you imagine? Grandpa's mumbling again. Bitch, I have a grenade in my ass.
Mumbling? He's moaning. Oh, fuck World War I.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of a better story if this he just put in his ass in September.
Versus I think so. You think this was in there for... How would he have shit?
I mean, look how fucking rusty it is, dude.
Damn.
What, is he working in a museum? How did he even get this?
And what do you say when you first walk in? Like, don't freak out, but I have a bomb.
I don't think he's
talking. I have a bomb
sexually.
Yeah.
I think he's just coming.
Yeah, what is the first thing you say?
When I walk into the hospital? Take me home. I'm having a good time. Don't take it out.
Bro, they'd cut open his abdomen to remove the relic. Okay, it should be in a museum.
How did they even know that it was a bomb? Like, he walked in there, they did an x-ray, and they're like, oh, you have a bomb in there?
Makes you think, if you got shot directly in the butthole for, like, would in 1 second,
I'm gonna
would
love
it
this.
Feel good?
Yeah, of course.
It's dude, the same logic that I say that peeing your pants is comfortable for the first 10 seconds.
Oh, it is.
Warm.
Yeah.
The first 10 seconds of peeing yourself is low-key awesome.
It's hot.
Snuggy in your crotch. Crotch snuggy. Snug crotch.
I just found something interesting. It said that this has actually happened twice to two people in France.
The second war?
because he deliberately inserted it in his rectum for sexual pleasure in both cases.
Yeah, he didn't sit on it. Oopsie daisies, I didn't see it there.
Sneak it on a flight to Des Moines.
I mean, I just need to know how long it's been up there is what I need to know. And also, real talk, coolest way to die.
With that, like, in your ass?
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you the coolest way to die. You go take ahead. It out of your ass, you put it in the rifle, and then you shoot someone with it. They got an ass blast. The butthole bullet. The butthole bandit.
The butthole bomb is what it's called. I don't... I mean, I need to know how old he is. I need to know how long it... 88. I need to know how long it's been up there. Because if it's been up there for a while, I mean, he's been having a great time for a while.
Probably.
I mean,
he probably hated going to the hospital.
Dude,
God damn it.
Any turbulence on a flight? Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I love this guy.
Lube, gunpowder. And was it a bomb or a bullet?
It was a bomb, a shell of a. What is a shell?
Yeah, it's so funny. You know, they call girls like a bombshell?
It's an explosive.
Hmm. Good for him.
That's what I was just going to say, man. Dude, if I fought in a war and saved people's freedom, I'm shoving everything up there with my hat that says vet on it.
How pissed are you?
What's up?
How pissed are you, though, if you're in that hospital, like with an actual emergency?
Oh, that is an emergency.
No, I'm just saying, like,
the people
you're
that
bleeding.
Had to evacuate.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, like I'm having a baby.
And you find out that it's because some guy stuck a shell up his butt.
I'm actually furious. You're totally right. You're totally right.
He's probably going to be arrested.
Of course. Dude, I honestly think if you're over the age of 80, you should not be allowed to get arrested. 88? What the fuck? You're going to... What if it was on purpose?
It's good. Yeah.
He's trying to get a fucking 8-inch other thing in his ass.
Yo.
Yo, look at me. I'm arrested. And I'm wearing dentures. Take those out. Give me... I mean, I'm sucking dick. Smooth sailing. Who did he fight with? 88. What side did he fight on? Is he totally France?
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Where's he at? Is there a swastika on that bomb?
That
anybody ask? Speaking of crazy, can I say this? I know I always talk about how I watch young boys on my phone playing basketball. Yeah, I said it. And I'll say it again. I watch young boys
before on my phone. Says playing basketball.
Excuse me?
Clip it before you say basketball. How far are you away from just going to your local, like, youth league game?
I'm going to be honest. If this is the reason I want to bring this up, this is the number one eighth grader in the 2030 class. Play this motherfucker's highlights. First of all, this is it's on my phone. This is, it's saved. It's video. It's the most crazy thing. It's, please just play the highlights.
This man has 2,000 followers and you found him?
Yep.
Buddy.
Yep.
You know, yeah, if I'm your girlfriend, I'm concerned not... that she's going to come home and you're going to be dating a sophomore and be like, but babe, he's got potential.
Buddy, he's got a jumper. Babe, you don't even know. He's fucking...
He got a triple-double last night against Valley Middle.
He's got a 39-inch vertical watch.
Are we allowed to click this if he's in eighth grade?
He has 136
Dude, just watch
likes.
Him hoop. I'm just saying this is an eighth grader. The only reason I'm bringing it up is like, that is a full-grown eighth grade, dude. What are they feeding these people? Like, literally, what are they, like, that dude is an eighth, not that guy.
Where does he play?
I have no idea.
The fact that this is on your Reels tab.
Eighth grade. These highlights are awful. This
he
dude
got shaved eyebrows. This guy probably.
Look at this, eighth grade. What are you talking about? That I'm just saying, that's a 13-year-old, bro.
Bro, do you have a World War I shell up your ass right now? You are geeked out on this guy.
I'm just saying, maybe I just like basketball.
Are you one of these guys that commented these
fire Oh my God, if you saw Michael
no,
commenting.
Dude, could you imagine?
Keep it going, King.
Keep it going.
Follow me back. Yo, check DMs.
It's actually not a bad idea to like find an eighth grader that you think.
Yo!
Go ahead. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Make him sign a contract.
Get him the NIL money.
Let me get 7%.
Yeah. He just has your Reels playing on a shirt through every game.
Just a QR code right to my Instagram.
God damn.
Ladies and gents, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at Cash App. Listen, I would be lost without Cash App, okay? I use Cash App all the time when I'm selling merch on the road. And it is just clean. It's easy. Everyone has it. And I couldn't recommend it more if you're selling stuff or just, you know, you got with your friends, you got a restaurant, you got to split the bill. Nothing is better than Cash App, okay?
Plus, everyone's debit card is boring. Now you can draw what you want on the Cash App card personalization feature. You can do anything. You can put a photo of Gigi, your dog. Dog. Gigi.
Gigi.
House, Captain.
She is an American. I mean, literally,
Get
I have a
picture. Get
one of Jack,
too, so we can look at it.
Yeah. Hot. Just Jalen Hurts right on there. Listen, okay, Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. It unlocks new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your terms. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with Cash App Card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, higher borrow limits, and custom personalized Cash App offers every Friday at places you love to shop. Turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app/new to learn more about this and other great features launching now.
For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CASHAPP10 in their profile to sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. And then you get 10 back. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank. Member FDIC. Cash App Green overdraft coverage, borrow, cashback offers, and promotion provided by a Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
God damn.
Where does he play?
I honestly don't know.
A ground?
Playground.
I like how you got it, and then I say it, and then Jack gets
it. I got it.
I know my audience is here. That's good. Oh, that's got Jack geeking over there.
Love it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying he's a hooper, and it's like my whole point of even bringing this up is like, I don't, like, think about you as an eighth grader. Like, dude.
Am I even allowed to do that?
I think so.
Dude, me as an eighth grader.
I was 5'2", 97 pounds, barely touching the rim with the basketball.
When?
What?
When?
When I was in eighth grade.
Oh, I heard you say 5'2", 80 pounds. I was like,
oh, right now. What if it's our
Some jokes are better than others. A little air ball action on that. So what? This guy just popped up on your reels and then you just started. Dude, he's so new to basketball, YouTube doesn't even have any highlights.
Yeah, he's.
This dude is an ace. Great.
He's so good. He has three numbers. 663. Buddies, this NASCAR.
Look at this.
Hooray.
Look at that.
Thank you, Alex. Did you find him?
Because I watch fucking highlights. I just scroll through and I like, slow dude, down on some
I
others.
I don't know if I've made this point before, but if I'm your girlfriend and I'm going through your phone, I'm more concerned that there's not like one thing horny. It's just a bunch of like kids who don't know long division yet hooping.
Oh, yeah. They just learned their colors.
Where does he
definitely had a glow up.
I mean, yeah. What did you just say? A glow up?
Yeah, I don't think you can say that.
He's still in the glowing phase. What are you comparing
There's
that
no
to?
There's no up.
I guess his fifth grade highlights.
Buddy, this feels bizarre.
I hear what you're saying, though. It's crazy. That's kind of trash. That, yeah. That's kind of trash.
But
he goes from
so
that.
Little comments on this that, one, he's definitely going to see this. Two, anybody who watches this podcast can, like see how deep in basketball Michael is.
I'm going to be honest. Jack's right. This motherfucker is on his free throws. He's jumping. He's so tiny.
So what's this math? That if that was 248 weeks ago.
Oh, I have no idea.
And now he's doing this 137 weeks. That's like 2 years.
Yeah, dude. Those are PEDs.
In 2 years.
Those are fucking PEDs, bro. I'm telling you.
Kids.
He's dunking.
Where does he play? What state?
You got to pay for the shit.
Michael, put in your login.
Buddy, 6'4"? He's in eighth grade. 6'4", 190.
I think we should like sponsor him or something.
I'm telling you, we should make him sign a real shitty deal. 30%.
Oh, yo, here's a bunch of nerds clusters.
Oh, yeah.
Is that crazy? That's what like college scouts are, though. They just go to high schools and middle schools.
Well, it's not only that. It's the guys who film these kids on Instagram Reels in the outfield. What are you doing with that footage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, sell it on the black market.
Uh-oh.
Yo, what?
Buddy, all I'm saying is LeBron, motherfuckers are going to his game in third grade. Third grade watching LeBron. Like, Nike is going to LeBron in third grade. Trev is totally clocked out.
Stand up, Jack's freaky ass. You're over here like the profession of this guy's career path trajectory is great. And Jack's like, yeah, what if you made money off him? Let me get one of those Nike slides.
Wow, look, this is him, isn't it?
That's an eighth grader, dude. This is not crazy to anyone.
Take a shot every time Michael says eighth grader. Is there a girl in that league?
Nah, that's a dude.
I don't know if I'd want this much pressure being in eighth grade.
I hear you.
People start clipping me. I'm like, now the pressure's on. I was like with Zion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, ball.
That's too much pressure. Got to put a relic in there to fucking alleviate some pressure.
I would love to just go through your Reels tab. It's just all basketball?
Yeah. I mean, dude, it's not.
Are we dumb? On his jersey says Florida.
Oh, yeah, we're dumb. But it's also my, there we go.
Academy, Florida.
But this is also crazy. It's like these eighth graders play with full-grown high schoolers too. So they're playing against seniors and they're in eighth grade.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Wait, why?
Because they play up. So they're in.
Just like, him or everyone?
No, if you're super gross, like you'll play AAU, but you'll play up. So then you'll be playing against literally full-grown seniors.
Damn.
I know. Did you just type in Michael Blaustein?
Yeah. I was thinking
Michael Blaustein highlight tapes.
Could you imagine someone putting just fucking me dunking on people? Never in my life.
I was hoping, I don't know, your stats would come up or something.
That would be so funny.
I think Jack Steiner
said fucking Jack Steiner comes up?
No
dude,
way.
If you're fucking
what did you play?
Guard.
Is this you?
No.
But
you played football, right?
No, I just played basketball. I might be out.
You didn't play football and you have CTE?
I know, right?
How did this happen? Oh, that's right. You got like
a concussed, right?
Sorry about that.
I got dunked on by an eighth grader.
That's what's so funny about hooping. Like, you could be so good and it just doesn't work out sometimes.
And it's all like super political too. So if you make one misstep, it's over.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible.
But now it makes sense that like you see a guy like me, you'd think nothing. But then you see that 6'4", eighth grader, Duncan, you got to go up to him and say, what's up? Can I like...
In what capacity, though?
Can you be on my team?
In what type of team?
Basketball.
Basketball.
It's impressive.
All I know is that kid's a hooper. Dude, it's just like off funny for a second. It's just fucking cool as shit to be like, bro, that's the number one sixth grader in the country.
Eighth.
I'm just saying, even six.
Oh.
It's just like.
You're getting younger by each minute. Dude, Michael's going to come in one day and it's going to be some like 3-year-old shooting on the Fisher Price. Like, buddy, this guy's jump shot is crazy. From the sofa. Look at this shit.
Maybe you were meant to be a scout or an agent.
Dude, yo! Maybe.
Side hustle.
Maybe. I have this new joke about me going to my nephew's wrestling tournament, and they had the number one eighth grader, number one seventh grader wrestling, and it is fascinating to be like, who put that list together? Yeah. That's a weird dude to be like, I gotta go to many tournaments and put a list together.
Or is it just stats that they all like report at the end of the day?
Probably that.
Yeah.
Probably that.
Yep. If I had that much pressure, I mean, I would Johnny Manziel that bitch so hard.
No, of course.
Every Monday I'd show up to class, so many hickeys. I'd have them write triple-double on my neck in hickeys. I'd put my number across my neck in hickeys.
I'm 37. Get to work, bitch.
Because when we were that young, like, there wasn't really an influence besides, like, you had a little bit of buzz maybe against the other teams. And like, oh, that's so-and-so. But the other girls in the class didn't know what the fuck was going on. But now they're like, oh, we like him because he gets posted by, like, SportsCenter.
Right. Right.
There's too much pressure if you're good right now. Like, I'm OD'ing on, you know, maybe a baby bottle pop or Fent quickly at that age. Like, that's too much pressure.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm deleting socials.
I mean, I like the team that I played on, they had this other team named DeMathis, same conference. And there was two dudes on that team that were ranked in a nation. And, like, you felt the difference in the games. Like,
well, going into the game,
packed out. And, like, there was Kentucky scouts and Duke scouts. Like, you felt it. And I was nervous, and they weren't even there for me. So I couldn't even imagine. But, I mean, there's some people that just, they play bet, like, they love it. They're like, cool, the dude from Kentucky's here. Cool, I'm dropping 60.
Well, I feel like even going into the game, you know those stats, so you're already nervous. You're like, oh, this is the team of the two guys getting
recruited. Of course. Oh, I see what you're saying.
So right off the bat, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, playing in DeMatha, it was like, have you ever seen the Duke, I was going to say Camden Yards. What's it called?
I've been to a game Jack? There.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, like, it's very tight.
Yeah, it's sick.
It's super, super tight. That's how DeMatha was. It was packed. So, like, the people that are in the, that are sitting on the front are, like, almost on the court. It was so nerve-wracking to play there. Especially because they were, like, they were so much better than us. Oh, here we go, yeah.
This is so funny. This is a live game right now, Michael.
Holy shit, really?
They're doing the national.
They're doing the Turning Point USA.
Free.
This is the court, right?
No, that's updated. No, dude, that's updated. The other one was way smaller.
That shit looks official as hell. I miss going to, being back in high school, going to games. We would like pregame it, especially when we played the rival school.
Yeah.
Our rival school was Rio Mesa, and I'm pretty sure we were both ass, but just screaming when the other guy's taking free throws. You fucking suck.
Here's the crazy part. We can still do that.
You could go to a high school game.
And then some mom leans in and go, which one's yours? Yeah. Mine.
Mine?
What?
Just lube in your right hand? What do you mean? Relic in your ass?
Or another pedo comes up. Which one's yours?
Oh, God. Anyone ranked in the nation on DeMatha right now?
Let's see. What do you look for when you're going through this, Michael? What do you usually look for?
Just dunking.
Anyone over
bulge? No.
This is the top players like in the country or just DeMatha?
I think you're doing DeMatha. I would do top players in the.
Oh, okay.
Bro, I'm such a in high school. I was such a dreamer. I would literally go on Max Preps to see if I was there. Dude, never.
But you know what? I do that shit to this day. I'll go into my IMDb and be like, yo, any new movies on here? Like, I would know. Oh, but man, shit. Any new shows I've been on?
Gets me off, but you know what I mean.
It does.
To see like what offers they have. I think I'm just living vicariously through this.
Well, this is why I agree with you in some of this. Like when I would play NCAA on Xbox, the 2014 version was the best version because you started playing in high school.
Yeah.
And then you would get offers and you play one game. It's like, bro, Oregon they want me to play.
That's fucking
I literally remember
awesome.
Telling my mom
yeah.
one day, I was like, Alabama, when I was back home from college playing it, I was like, Mom, Alabama just gave me an offer. Like 2 games in.
Yeah, no head, Mom. Start-
How do I get invited to the Blaustein family? But vicariously, because I'd never played any sport. I was never in any position like that where it felt like I could even get offered an offer.
Yeah.
So you're living vicariously through these
people.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because it's exciting. It's so much more exciting to watch like a college player ball out because they have their whole career ahead of them versus somebody in the NFL. Like, you already made it. It's the, what do they say? Chase the journey, not the dream.
Yeah.
I fucked that one
no,
up.
No, that, no, no. That's
chase, you know what I mean?
You got this. I literally think it is. Chase the journey, not the dream.
It's you feel like you're like pushing along with them.
Dude, yeah, it is 100% when I look at this shit and I'm like, oh, he's got offer from blah, blah, blah. Like,
dude, if I had a kid and he was playing any sport, he could get recruited by fucking College of the Canyons. I don't even give a shit. He could get recruited by DeVry and I'm still hyping him every day.
Dude, McNamara? Bro, this McNamara school is, I don't know if you guys ever heard that football story, but McNamara is the team that the dude that I punt returned and he fucking cracked me so hard and said, welcome to the jungle. It's McNamara. I changed it to Matha, but it is a dude from McNamara. Dude, holy fuck, he cracked me so hard.
What were you playing? You were all 4 years, only two, one.
I played 3 years, and I played golf my last year, and I didn't play summer league. And
varsity,
I didn't
play JV.
I played freshman my freshman year, and then sophomore and junior I played varsity.
Hey. Junior, playing varsity as junior, that's probably nice.
Oh, it was good.
And did you walk around campus like an athlete, giant water bottle jug, slides?
No, but I wore the jacket. Mm. I love to wear the jacket.
Have to.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the whole thing. Dude, just being part of a team and being like, oh, I got to get out of class early. I got to get on the bus to head to fucking McNamara so we can get smashed by 37. It's fun.
Mm.
So hold on, who's ranked number one in the country right now, Max Preps?
Tyron Stokes.
Oh, yeah, buddy. You act like I haven't seen his fucking highlights. Jeez. This guy's a goddamn monster. Give it to him. Oh, tits, McGee. Swap.
How tall is he?
6'5"? 4?
6'7".
Oh, no. Nobody is that tall? That. Nah, that's a lie. Yeah, that guy ain't 6'7".
There should be
I fucking love this shit.
So did your mom or like, well, not your dad, but your mom, did he say like, look, basketball's not going to work out.
No, it's no one told me. That's part of that fucking joke I had. I was like, dude, my mom couldn't open the window one time when I was playing the fucking driveway. Right. She's going to be like, hey, man, no.
When did you tell yourself that?
When I got dunked on by Carmelo Anthony is the moment where I was like, this ain't going to work, bruh.
Have you ever DM'd him?
No,
I
haven't.
You should. I feel like he would definitely see it.
When I finally record that joke,
if
like,
it on?
Nah, we cut it.
Really?
Yeah, it's not on there.
Mm.
But when I finally record it, I'm going to tag
you. Re-release it through
it.
That footage.
Oh, shit, you're right. I mean, I had it.
You go through 19 renovations of coloring, but you might as well.
You're right, I had it. Oh, dude.
Yeah. Title, cut from the special. Too political.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Dude, he has a pot. Here's a pod with one of my friends.
Who?
So funny. That used to. He's
great friend of yours. Yeah. Kidding. Just type it in. Comedian?
No, he used to be on Flagrant. I did Flagrant like twice when he was on it.
Yeah.
Kaz.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So, but Kaz and Mello have a fucking pod. It's a really popular pod. But yeah, if I ever posted that joke, I would tag everyone. Pod, Kaz.
Dude, that'd be so awesome if
Mello.
You remembered that and he like got a flashback.
Dude, I could explain it to him moment for moment.
Vein for vein.
I saw it. I saw it.
That's awesome.
Can we release it right here? On the podcast?
No. Yeah.
New special dropped on Stiff Socks Podcast, 38 minutes in.
As we're reacting to it?
Goddamn. This next ad is brought to you by Factor! Listen, cold days, big goals, no time to cook. Factor makes healthy eating easy with a fully prepared meals designed by dietitians and crafted by chefs. So eat well without planning or cooking. Guys, I've been on the Factor train for a while. Choose Factor.
Chew it up.
Michael and I have yelled about this enough on this podcast. the time it, I just hate
it.
Thought, what's for dinner? Well, do I have this? And when's it going to be ready? And how long do I preheat? Let me go on ChatGPT, all this shit. You spend an hour cooking. It takes you 5 minutes to eat. And then you got to do all the dishes. I'm over that shit, dude. I literally have not, I couldn't recommend Factor Meals more. I get home and I have delectable decisions to make from. And I do the six pack because that's perfect for me. So,
yep.
You know, not every meal is a factor, but it's like, I like to cook my breakfast and they also have breakfast, but it's like, that's my time in the morning. But the rest of the day, I don't want to think about shit. Second I get home from shows, boom, 2 minutes, fresh, never frozen, fire meals, fire. Pasta, I couldn't even make myself if I had Gordon Ramsay next to me. This shit is class. It's high protein. It's calorie smart. They got Mediterranean diet, GLP-1 support, and ready-to-eat salads. Really everything. Plus, they have the new Muscle Pro collection supporting strength and recovery.
Again, always fresh, never frozen, ready in 2 minutes. No prep, no freaking stress. Okay, so head to factormeals.com/socks50 off and use code socks50 off to get 50% off and free breakfast for a year. Eat like a pro this month with Factor. And free breakfast for a year.
Boom, my problem solved.
Boom.
Oh, now yeah. I don't even have to cook breakfast.
Just go.
That is factormeals.com/socks50 off and use code socks50 off to get 50% off plus free breakfast for a year.
Goddamn.
All right, guys, have you seen Rent-A-Human? Let me show you.
What are you even talking about?
Amsterdam?
Let me show you this video of a guy explaining what rentahuman.ai is.
Website where AI agents can rent humans. It's called Rent a Human, and they need your body, and they'll pay you money for you to run tasks for them. Let's say that one of these AI agents wants to order something online and it delivers to the local post office. How is it going to pick it up? Well,
DoorDash.
It pays humans to go do the job for
them. We literally rent a human right now.
Nobody's crazy enough to register for this and run errands for a bunch of robots. Well, wait, there's already over 5,000 humans signed up for this, ready to be used for their bodies for these AI agents to do mundane tasks, ranging from anything you can possibly imagine that would need a body that an AI agent cannot do.
So pause it real quick.
Yeah, this says,
An AI agent is essentially like an AI agent is like an AI like assistant, right? So if I have an AI assistant and my assistant is like, oh, he needs to wash his car or whatever the fuck, right? So the AI assistant will hit up this group of people and be like, my human needs his car washed. And then they sign up.
So is TaskRabbit.
It's DoorDash.
Yeah. So it
but
does.
AI is ordering people.
So you join this and so you can do pickups, meetings, signing documents.
I do not trust the payout system on this. Who do you hit up for the yo chat? You sold me 1,000.
Right.
Oh yeah. Sends you a
error. I'm not a real human.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe an AI agent will rent me out to go look at this pond behind me or something because it can't see it from inside of a computer. I don't know. Let me know what you think about this down below.
I think we're running too fast with AI. We're throwing shit at a wall, and it felt like somebody needed one task done, and they're like, "What if we humans do this?" And they're gonna, and now they're in the weeds, and like, "Well, now what?" So what is this? These are people ready to rent.
Yeah, they're signing themselves up to be rented out.
First of all, somebody is verified up top with $69 an hour.
69 is a very specific number, guys.
Ass head.
Bro. So what if they rented you out for like a joke? They need a joke written.
I mean, what?
No.
I think that effectively it's a person asking, right? A person needs something done. It's not a robot that needs something done, right? Or is it?
It's a robot that needs something done.
What? But a robot needs something being done for people?
Also, I could just lie. Here is your Jamba Juice smoothie. Thank you. Leave next to my mainframe. Bitch, it's a water cup from Baja Fresh. Fuck you.
But Rent-A-Human is allowing AI agents to rent out humans to be able to run tasks for them, like pick up packages or run to the store or take photos of the real world that they can't see.
I don't remember who said it, but somebody has to tell to do that.
Yeah.
Am I misfeeling this? Isn't it like a person that hires an AI assistant to help them with their life, and that person needs something signed? So then the AI assistant reached out to these people to sign it.
I think so for now, right? But I think in the future it's going to be just AI doing a task and like fully automated, like say our AI guy does the clipping for episodes, but he also is the office manager. So you...
Oh, shit. So but it's for us, though.
It's still for people for now until for everything now. Is AI.
But what does an AI need from us? I need WD-40.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. What, like, what are you going to bring it?
Yeah.
Here's more hard drive.
That's a good one. Yeah. More hard drive to more GPU, more
God, that's,
hardware.
I'm going to tell this to my assistant. So you better fucking lock in because AI is taking your job, girl.
So, like, what if he's like trying to build himself a body, maybe?
Who?
The AI. So he needs someone to pick it up and build it for him.
Bro. We are 10 years less. Away from less?
Less.
We are 9 years.
Less.
We're really close to the world getting fucking weird, dude. Yeah. Oh, did you hear the fucking Tesla thing? Within, I forget the time frame, it's like 6 or 7 years, Elon Musk is tasked to put out 1 million robots in like 7 years. And if he does, he gets like some monumental amount of money. I think it's like he's the first like trillionaire if he does that. There, here it is. 1 million Optimus robots. Dude.
And what do they do?
Everything. That's they awesome. They do. I know. It's the problem. It does sound awesome. All these robots do whatever you want. The cooking, the cleaning.
So I think that's everything. What Rent-A-Human is like a part of that. So that robot... It's still going to need, I hope in the future there's
but
like.
But now you're renting a robot.
Yeah, now you're renting a robot.
Buy rentarobot.com right now. It'll be worth something in 6 months.
Hold on, I just want to finish. I didn't read this article. I just want to know like what the robots are supposed. Optimus 3, we generally purpose robot that can learn by observing human behavior. You can demonstrate a task and it can do it. Yeah, I mean, I thought these robots like out front of Tesla stores, I thought they was like fake. These are like, it's what they're going to look. We're doing iRobot right now.
I'm so excited to plug Final Cut into these idiots.
Oh,
hey,
my
can you give me
God.
A cut down from the show last night? Here is your footage.
Dude, I'm going to fire everyone.
I'm going to fire myself.
I know, me too.
I'm going to put a wig on him and say, get out there and yell.
Go to OKC. You know the fucking, here's the funny thing. It's going to know the bits. Yeah. All you got to do is put in the fucking show from Tulsa and be like, do the same shit.
Good morning, Tulsa. Motherfucker, we're in Boise.
But it's gonna talk like you though.
What's so funny is AI is rapidly advancing, but we're still listening to fucking Punxsutawney Phil's fake fraud ass to see how many more weeks of winter are left.
It's not
in
real.
This climate, you're gonna tell me that there's 6 more weeks of winter? Hey, buddy, we need some positivity in the earth.
Also, what happened to fucking climate change?
Also,
I thought everything was getting hotter.
Hey.
This motherfucker's like, oh, call me. Yeah, we know. Maybe cut it.
Maybe.
Goddamn. Ladies and gents, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at Mack Weldon. We give up comfort every single day, but don't let style be another freaking reason, okay? Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look, you know, put together while feeling truly comfortable. All right, with their new Ace line inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. I mean, this is why I love this Mack Weldon, because every single look you can wear anywhere, okay? It's classic, it's clean. I'm sick of freaking logos everywhere, okay? You can wear these to the gym. You can wear this to play golf. I recently put on Mack Weldon, I played golf, and then went right to having dinner with my girlfriend and her dad, and I didn't have to change. It is just incredible. High quality. The prices aren't crazy, dude. And Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp. Again, dude, not flashy, just classic. All right, always in style. All right, it's crazy comfortable. They have crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants, shorts, sweatshirts, and even blazers. All right, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. So, Mack Weldon's Ace Collection, comfortable anywhere. Go to MackWeldon.com. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code SOCKS. That's MackWeldon.com, code SOCKS. Goddamn.
Okay, here's what you should do. You should take that World War I bombshell and put it in the hole of Puxitani Phil. How is AI? Where AI is hiring humans. We've lost our narrative. Yeah. It used to be robots to work for us, but now the robots, we're working for the robots, and we still have a fucking groundhog, which, first of all, ground what? Hell no. Ground, we're still listening to a groundhog to be like, well, how many more weeks of winter? Winter is a mindset.
Oh, shit. Talk to me.
Red Bull finally fucking kicking in. God damn it. Sorry for the first 48 minutes of this pod. With the right jacket.
Really kicking in, Tucker.
Pull up fourth grader highlights.
I need more pants.
Your life without the groundhog could be the exact same. But now there's like the narrative of the news. Like, oh, six more weeks away. But now you're like in the back of your head, you're like, there's 6 more weeks of winter. Or without that news, you're like, I'm just gonna live my life.
Bro, let me ask you this.
Am I saying anything? No, without saying anything?
A whole bunch of words. I don't know if you're saying this, but it sparked an idea for me, so maybe it was worthy. I would like to say this. How often is Puxitani Phil wrong? Or is this motherfucker 100% from the field?
You think he's real?
I mean, he's a real groundhog.
Government.
Oh, shit.
Have you seen those fake podcast clips? Zach Townsend, the guy I tour with, does a lot of them. It'd be really funny to do a deep dive on Puxitani Phil. Maybe it's a tradition thing, but.
It's definitely true.
God damn, man. Flub a lie. Oh, he didn't see a shadow. The world is not, it's in a dark place right now. And you're going to let people know, like, hey, buckle up, 6 more weeks of winter.
I would like to say, I think traditions also kind of make us forget about how awful the world is right now. Like that
Christmas. What? Bad shit happens on Christmas, but you're too worried about old Saint Nick and some fucking vanilla wafers. Am I wrong here? Christmas, there's still the world is still not fixed on December. I almost said January 6th. On December 25th.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Now I'm understanding. I had no idea. I thought you were just saying Christmas.
But that too. But the world isn't fixed. But on December 25th, everyone's like, oh, it's a joyful time. Yeah, shit's still fucked out there.
Yeah. Stop redacting. Let me see it.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I'm sick of these fucking videos where it's just Epstein and there's 9 fucking black squares running around. Out. These black squares, stop wearing a fucking Grammys goddamn outfit and move it.
It's more blurred than an OnlyFans promotion.
It's more blurred than a Japanese porn. Are we cooking?
Yes.
Okay.
New idea. Epstein Files advent calendar style. Each day they remove a block.
I mean, literally, fuck you. That's a great idea.
Dude, how sick would that be? They take one. Pitbull. Advent calendar.
Little Stewart.
I think that is so funny.
Fuck, reverse it. Sorry.
Little Stewart.
I meant Stewart Little, dude.
That's why I think whoever's in charge of the Epstein Files, we know.
Is Cash so. Patel.
Who?
Cash Patel. He's read the whole thing.
But who's deciding, like, leave them in, leave them out?
BlackRock.
Bro, hold on.
BlackRock is deciding everything.
This is like.
BlackRock is deciding if this podcast does well.
Then say thank you to them.
Thank you.
Good boy. I own Zip. AI I'm robot. BlackRock. Yeah. I feel like this is like an advanced level of a MySpace top 8.
Oh, shit. Talk to me.
But reverse.
Go ahead.
Whoever's in charge of this list is like, nah, I fuck with him. Blur him out.
All right.
And then whoever got outed like recently, like, fuck him. He owes me $50. Boom. Unredacted.
Yo, I just think if it's your RIP, you just get unredacted. Because it's over.
Yeah, but you know somebody at BuzzFeed is still writing an article about you.
Is BuzzFeed still happening? How is BuzzFeed still happening and TikTok doesn't work?
Do me a favor here. Type in BuzzFeed Puxitani Phil. If both those motherfuckers are still kicking, we got bigger fish to fry. I remember I shot a video at like BuzzFeed like maybe 10 years ago. I don't think it ever aired. I remember being so excited to get the BuzzFeed office.
Of course.
I was like, dude, I made it.
Dude, of course.
Yep. Yesterday. BuzzFeed.com still posting about Puxitani Phil.
Bro.
Is that him?
That is him.
It's not him. He's been... It, you know what's... It's a fucking government plant. It is. This motherfucker has been around for 97 years. And first of all,
it's like Shamu.
Yeah.
They replaced Shamu in the middle of the night.
Yo!
That's a goldfish. Yeah. It's like, I feel like it's not even the name of that orca. It's just what whatever's in that fish is
right,
named that.
Right.
And why are they dressing like Monopoly pieces to bring out a fucking groundhog?
What's even going on?
Somebody.
Give me $200. I fucking passed go.
Do you think security's crazy at the Groundhog Day? Like, do you think there's snipers on the roof? Like, we got to protect Pugs or Tommy.
Probably. And they're like, that roof is not slanted enough. We can't even get up there. Callback, Trump shooting. You guys get it.
Oh, you guys want to do a sock talk?
Dude, let's do a
people are renting humans. Nothing sexual?
Sir. Oh,
finger sir, my sir, motherboard. Sir.
Look at me. You honestly think this is not sexual? The guy that was verified, his price is $69.
Bro, this is going to get weird because then a guy is going to tell AI to get him a hooker. Then his wife's going to be like, what the fuck? Who is she? AI did it for me.
Oh, shit.
AI did it. I didn't do anything. AI brought me this woman. Here's a prompt saying, chat, don't tell my wife about this hooker, but get her one. He wrote that.
Yo.
I wonder what AI's real pleasure is. Like, will be. Like, what is their
baby's
pleasure?
Blood.
I don't even think they'd like that.
I mean, what would it like?
I don't know.
What do you get your AI assistant for his birthday? a gig? Yeah. Sam is Samsung 1 terabyte? Yeah.
Thank you.
Or could you spike it? Could you do a little like Fent? Like you put a bunch of fucked up viruses on there and then you plug it in. LimeWire.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
But now we can't do it because now it knows.
Fuck. We haven't posted it yet.
Do you guys have a code word with your family so your family knows that you're not abducted if that person doesn't know the code word? Is this tracking for anyone? Am I Kaisenet?
No, it is. I just
have one. We have it. I'm not going to say it. But we purposely left our phone somewhere and walked away and came up with a word.
It's still listening, Michael. There's an Alexa in the house.
No, there's not.
No, we didn't. We were in the house. We went outside at the beach. Left our phones in the house. Went to the beach.
Were you guys
ocean.
All high when this happened?
Yeah.
Like your like mom and your brother? And,
yeah. No. And I mean, it was like word? Half bit, but like half for real.
So if you have a word, like if you ever get kidnapped or yep. if somebody's like, hold me for ransom and you're like, Trisket, they're like, holy shit.
Well, my whoever's getting the call goes, oh my God, that's awful. What's the code word? And if the guy goes, blueberries, you know it's not real.
Like, send it to my Gmail. Reset. Is it a word that, like, so random?
So random.
And did one person say it or you all pitched one?
Who pitched it? I think my sister pitched it.
But and shouldn't it be a word that would work in a conversation that if you're being, like, gunpoint, like, and you say, like, potatoes! Like, the guy's going to know potatoes.
No. It's for when... When the people can clone voices.
Oh.
And they go, mom, please, I'm being held. They need to send me, blah, 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 blah. My mom goes, okay, cool. What's the word? And the guy goes, what do you mean? Michael, what's the word we came up at the beach?
Is it anus?
Fuck.
Is it an anus word?
Oh, I thought you said anus. That's no. The word. No. No, it's not. No. No, I'm joking. It's a really, really silly thing that we say as a family.
That's fine. I think we all have to adopt
that's
that
what I'm saying. You have to come up with something because there's going to be times where like your mom is going to get called from quote unquote Jack and it's not going to be Jack.
It happens. Yeah.
It happens right now.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Damn.
Dude, you can, I mean, for us, it's very easy. We have 9 trillion hours, but you can, I think it's like, I forget the exact number of words, but it's like 7 words and you can clone someone's voice. It's not, it's so minimal. Yeah.
Can we try it right? No, we don't want to do that. We don't want to give the internet our voices even more.
I mean, dude, for us, it's like, I mean, we're fucked.
Do one BetterHelp battery and they're like, Michael Biosign loading. Yo!
I want to put a beep in there. Yo.
Yeah, yeah. But let's try it real quick before we jump into the sock talk. Can we try to see
have you
if
ever been
do...
approached to be kidnapped?
I'm sorry, what?
I just had a vivid flashback walking back from elementary school one day where a guy... I think it was with my sister.
Were you playing basketball?
What's his name? Michael Blossom? But I remember there's a vivid, like, you know, my mom would always tell me that if a stranger ever stops and talks, you don't talk to him, especially they'll try to say things like, your mom's in the hospital, you have to come in the car with me. That happened to me once, and I had, like, a vivid flashback. Like I can picture everything about it.
Yo.
But I, for whatever, I don't know if I was with my sister or my neighbor or somebody walked up close, but I remember a guy saying, your mom's in the hospital, you should come with me. And I don't know why or what happened that he drove away, but I wonder how many kids are doing that.
A lot.
Really?
Dude, think about if you're like 7 years old and some adult goes, your mom's in the hospital, you have to come with me. Like, dude, if I'm seven, I'm going with the guy. Like,
yeah.
You know? You have no frame of reference for anything. And if someone comes up with some wild information, your first thought is not like, hey. Your first thought is like, oh my God, of course, let's go.
Yeah, or maybe like fact check a little bit. Like, what's my mom's name? He's like, Mom. All right, I got to get
That's
in
great.
Now.
I just think
about the privacy aspect of like, because we used to do this thing where like, if somebody would call like my home landline, they'd be like, hey, I'd answer them. Like, is your mother or father at home? I'd be like, yeah, nobody's here. I'd be like, just... teasing a kidnapper at that point.
Oh, yeah, that was a big thing in our house.
Or I would lie and I'd be like, oh, she's in the shower right now.
That's what the lie was.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah, she's in the shower. Because
we were home alone a lot. And then, so it always like, if they call, you go, oh, yeah, she's here, but she's in the shower. She'll call you right back.
And you just hear the guy go, without me?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Dada?
Yeah, that's a good lie. I should have done other ones. Oh, yeah, my dad's in the back polishing his revolver. You want me to get him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just fake big ass dog. Roar, roar.
I didn't think about that. We'd always say that shit before the shower line would be like, yeah, nobody's home right now.
Oh, yeah. I can't say that.
Come and get me.
Oh, yeah. I went to Catholic school, so the priests were the only ones that were trying to get me.
Hey, yo.
Goddamn. Ladies and gents, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at Shopify.
Cha-ching.
Thank you.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. I missed it, but you won't let me miss it, okay? Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of the e-commerce in the U.S. from household names like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims, okay, to brands that are just getting started. Okay, so get started with your own design studio with hundreds of ready-to-use templates. Shopify helps you build a beautiful online store that matches your brand's style. We would be a mess if we did not have Shopify on this podcast. Dude, we sell merch and we don't use anything else but Shopify. We tried to use this other company before and it was horrendous, dude. But that's why we have Shopify, and it's just clean. The freaking reports are right in front of your face. It is just easy for us to use, and we are dumb. So thank you so much, Shopify. We'd be lost again without you, okay?
It's also packed with powerful AI tools that help write product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your product's photography. It's like you hired an assistant to help you do this, but it's all baked in. It is so easy. I mean, it helps find customers, easy to run. I mean, it also helps find your customers with easy to run email and social media campaigns. And if you get stuck, Shopify is always around to share advice with their award-winning 24/7 customer support.
Yes.
It's the all-in-one shop at Shopify. And did I mention the iconic purple Shop Pay button that's used by millions of businesses around the world? That's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet. It also helps boost conversions, meaning less carts going abandoned and more sales for you. So it's time to turn those what ifs into cha-ching with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/socks. Again, that is shopify.com/socks. That's shopify.com/socks.
Cha-ching.
Goddamn.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Punk Tony Phil's not real. Cash Patel. He may be real. I don't know. All right, but guys. Real sock talk.
Sock talk. Hey, guys, this is Tara. Have you watched those AI food hack videos where they tell you why you should eat them? I wanted to show you a video that will make you not jerk off. So first I wanted to show you the food ones if you're not familiar with it.
Yep.
Dude, they're all over my feed. I can't stop watching.
Everywhere.
And make your body stronger. I am Apple. I sweep toxins out, clean your gut deeply, and protect your digestion. Move aside. I'm lifting this bad fat out and replacing it with clean, healthy energy. Good fats make you stronger. I help this machine eliminate bad fat and protect your body.
And there's like this
one for cocaine.
This is like a life hack.
Crush me on your tooth if the pain is unbearable. I burn a little, but my Allicin kills the infection and stops the throbbing instantly.
Oh, wow. I'm activated charcoal. Dip your wet brush in me if your teeth are gray. I act like a magnet that pulls deep toxins and stains right off your enamel.
I'm sea salt. Swish me with warm water if your gums are bleeding. I dry out the bacteria instantly and seal up those open wounds in your mouth.
Jesus Christ.
And this is the one she sent.
Pain, I'm not shampoo. That's a slide to death. All I wanted was an egg. Now I'm meeting rats. A sock? Really, bro? That's not character development. That's reputation damage. You're an adult, your mom wants grandkids, and you're still committing laundry crimes. It burns! Where are we? This is acid! Wrong tube, you idiot! We're supposed to create life, not get digested! I'm stuck to the wall. Seriously?
Closet.
Your aim is zero. Now I'm drying up here like old chewing gum. Help! Why am I on an iPad? Is this technology? Is this the future? Wait a second. Hey, is that Paw Patrol? Bro, again? This toilet is slowly becoming my permanent address. I had dreams. I had goals. Yeah, finally you're listening to me. This feels right. I'm proud of you.
Wait, bro, this is the intestine.
Why am I meeting you?
I'm genetic gold. You're throwing your own future in the trash. Disrespectful. Not the
Watch this video before you have thoughts of jerking off where your girlfriend's out of town.
100%.
Yeah. He was jerking off to Paw Patrol.
I think he was saying he was young. It was a young sperm.
I don't know about that, bro.
You know what's crazy is I literally have that line in my act.
What?
Jerking off to Paw Patrol.
It is sad, though.
No context? Kind of crazy. That's Paw Patrol right there, buddy.
That's a title.
A title.
Paws Patrol.
Don't waste me every single day. I'm not a byproduct or trash. I'm valuable. Keep me safe, protect me, and let me matter.
This is fucking Mormon propaganda. Shut up.
I am the strength of your body.
Look at the top
If you destroy me now, I'll never see the beautiful world. Dad, Simba. Why are you wasting me like this? I'm not just a cell. I'm your future. I want to reach the world too. Please let me have a chance. I wanted to live too, Dad. I dreamed of becoming someone's son one day. I just wanted a chance. Please don't waste me like this, Dad. When you do, I cry so much.
And then one comes
I don't
in.
Even
I'm
have
plan
a voice
B.
yet. This is the only way
you
I can
You thought
bed.
You had a chance. Don't.
Just comes
I'm
in with
IUD. Get out of here, nerd-ass sperm.
AK-47 with a plan B. Just.
I'm condom. No. What are we doing here, guys? What's all the traffic? Is this whole page dedicated to dick AIs?
Sperm AI, yeah.
I'm going to go into this later.
But yeah, that'll make you think twice.
Nope. Still going to beat my shit tonight.
Okay.
But the fruit ones, I listen.
The fruit ones, great. All the food stuff, I have no idea what food does. It's actually great.
Okay, and Secret Sock.
Secret Sock.
I downloaded an app where if I hit snooze button, I have to pay $10.
Holy shit. Dude, I would owe $20,000 in a month. I snooze the fuck out of my life. No?
I need a better payment. Or a better punishment. If I hit snooze, I get like shocked.
Oh, dude.
Because money, you're like, no, I'll just go out and work for X amount of time and make that back. You know,
nah, dude. I'm,
you're like, I'd
I'm
rather
so
sleep for
cheap.
Like 10 minutes.
I'm so cheap, dude. That would catch me. I would never snooze again. Nope. I'm up. It's not worth it to me. $10 is crazy. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot. I think punishment would work for me. If I snooze, ice bucket. No, I'd snooze on purpose.
Are you still using the face thing? Did you get the bucket, right?
No.
Oh, you didn't use it? You don't have it?
It's just, dude, what I did is I finally folded. I got myself an ice bath. I bought one. Hasn't gotten here yet, but I just, you know, I caved.
Oh, dude.
Tired of dunking
so
my head
great.
In the kitchen like some freaking bobbing for apple ass slut.
Where are you putting it?
Backyard, by the office, like down, below.
Oh,
just back there. It's literally just wide open. It's just wood pallets. There's nothing out there.
Yep.
So I'm trying to figure out if I want to do a sauna out there too and just go full fucking clarity mode.
It's fucking so jealous.
So what is something that's worth, you know, not worth the money? Like I'd say maybe porn or jerking off or trying to think what else could.
For me, honestly, the money's the best punishment ever. Yeah. I'd never do it.
But what's something that you would also use it for? Like, what are you put off.
Oh, put for $10.
Yeah. Like snoozing. What's something that?
Emails.
Emails.
Mm. What if you don't read an email or anything?
Dishes.
Yeah.
Oh.
I hate doing the dishes.
That's so crazy. I actually love it. I don't get that.
But I do it the worst way possible. I let them all stack up throughout the week.
Oh.
And then I don't do them. It's the same way with my boxers. I don't do my laundry until I run out of boxers.
Yeah, that's I do that.
But for dishes, I go, oh, fuck. Am I flipping scrambled eggs with a spork? Maybe I should do the dishes. Or even more piece of shit, I'll grab something out of the sink, like a spatula, and just watch the spatula.
Oh, I'd be doing that.
And then cook again.
I'd be doing
that. But it's up until, you know, I'm eating Cheerios with chopsticks. That's when I'm like, I should probably do the dishes.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big, like, do dishes at night guy. Like, I like my place clean as fuck before I go to sleep for some odd reason. Dude, I like fluff pillows in my, like, on the couch. And I like get the, I clean the whole place before I go to sleep.
Yeah, you a bad bitch.
I'm a bad bitch. I might have a little autism. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. I'll like lock in. The other night I spent like 3 hours doing this shit where you're like doing all the dishes, headphones in.
Yeah.
Millied up. Doing all the laundry, washer, dryer, running, folded, doing all this. But I have to like be, I have to dedicate a time.
Are you listening to music or a pod?
Both.
Yeah.
It just depends on what's out. But yeah, I almost like to let it bank up so I can just, because in my head, I'm like, if I have an open night, it's like, do I want to take the 15 minutes to do the dishes or do I want to get work done?
Yep.
But if I'm like, if I'm doing all the cleaning shit at once, then I'll just do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear that. But I just, I mean, I've said this 100 times, but I just, there's something about doing dishes that fucking, it's like therapeutic for me.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Oh.
Where are you guys on cups? Because I will use a cup for a week straight before ever cleaning it.
Each cup gets like its use for the week.
Yes. And the only way it gets cleaned is if my wife takes it away from me.
Isn't that the worst?
Yeah. Why do they need to clean my things
like mom and dad still bicker about that. Oh, my dad will like leave a cup out for the whole week of like water.
Yeah.
And be like, where's my cup?
Yeah.
No, I washed it. Well, I was using that.
I don't get it. Why does the thing that only holds water need to be washed?
Shit in the air.
Yeah, it's not great.
Really?
But what I do is I use the cup and put it right next to the sink. Like just next to like, and it, for me, I'm like, it's close enough to the sink where I don't know anything. It's just, that's where it lives. But I think if it's out, it's free reign for me to wash it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about coffee pots? Do you wash your coffee pot every use or do you wait like a certain amount of
time? I don't have a coffee pot.
I just use a pour over thing and I just put, the next day I put water in it, swirl it around, dump it out.
Yeah.
See, to me, like anything that is, and this is probably guy brain, anything that keeps getting the same thing at all times never gets washed.
But there's certain things like coffee is so much more staining. Water to me makes sense because it's just, it's like nothing. Mm-hmm. And then even if some water in the bottom dries, it's still water. But I'm sure it collects bacteria.
How about like when you take a knife from your knife drawer and like say you open a package or something silly like that?
Right back in.
Right back in.
FedEx box that was sitting in the grass and the rain. Right back in.
Right back in.
I literally have some knives with rust on it. And I'm like, I should get new ones.
Yeah, right back in though. It's not dirty. It's not fucking dirty.
Even if I cut an apple, paper towel each side, boom, boom.
Do you guys, if you have a t-shirt, you wear it once, do you hang it back up?
Absolutely. My girl will wear a shirt and immediately throw it in the laundry. I'm like, that's got like 5 uses out of it.
Oh, 100%.
I see shit that she wore for maybe 2 hours in the laundry.
No. Nope.
Excuse me?
Nope.
Dude, No.
I'll redo boxers. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. I'll run the same outfit back the next day if my fit was nice enough.
Bro, I do that all the time. You know why? Because I don't have to fucking think.
Or you excited? You almost get excited for how little you have to think tomorrow. Or I'll wear something to dinner, but I kind of like this outfit. Fuck, I'll wear this tomorrow.
Yep. Dude, did I wear this yesterday? No, I didn't. But I do that all the time. I'll do two in a row because it's like already there. It's just great. It's like factor meals, but clothes.
Plug it.
Put the ad. Did we do it?
Yeah, we did it.
Oh my gosh.
I'd say condoms are the other thing I don't wash.
Hold on. Good night. What's good night? Good
night. Comedy Club.
Good night. Just go to sleep. Guys, that's it. Stiff Socks, another installment. We love you guys so much. Come listen to us again next Wednesday. We love you guys. Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Bloss on a tour. I got Gigi to the right of me. And I love you guys. I got a fat old cock. Bye.